Speak Out, A Guide to Making Impressive Speeches. Introduction. If you are a hermit with no definite plans of getting out of your self-imposed isolation in the next few decades, don't waste your time scanning through this handbook. Just throw it in the nearest garbage bin and say your final goodbyes to civilization. However, if you are eager to suck the marrow out of life by interacting with fun and intellectually stimulating individuals, then this book is surely meant for you. It is a simplified guide to help you improve certain aspects of your public relations skills as well as your socialization techniques, specifically in the arena of public speaking. Everyone knows that an eloquent speaker is regarded as a very special individual. From the earliest times to the present, those with the valuable and powerful talent of eloquence have held a distinct place in influencing mankind's code of conduct and persuading different groups to action. Look back at the rich history of the Greek Empire. Do you recall how they held in high esteem the art and science of oration? It was considered an art by the beauty of its form, and a science because it requires the faculty of reasoning. So those who were able to combine these two qualities were held in high regard. While it is true that not all of us can be a superior orator or speaker, having a goal to reach the second or third top spot is a laudable ambition. That is the classic mark of true excellence. As an old scribe said, even if we have but a flicker of hope of surpassing great men, we may deem it a great honor to follow them. Modern-day neophytes in the field of public speaking should remember that every great speaker once began as a student. No one was exempted. In numerous instances, they owed their towering distinction not so much to their natural endowments as to their unwavering zeal and hard work. World-renowned orators like Demosthenes and Cicero studied perpetually. British authors such as Fox, Burke, Gladstone, Brougham, Chatham, and many others were close disciples of classical eloquence. In the American setting, Webster, Lincoln, Kennedy, Clay, and Martin Luther King Jr. were indefatigable trailblazers in oratorical events. Some people think that eloquence is just an artificial thing, that it is only reserved for those who have ulterior motives, are exclusively for the elite. It is a common misconception, which should be corrected here and now. Pure, unadulterated eloquence has something to do with bringing together all the natural resources of mind, body, and soul to seek the ultimate end, which is the highest development of our God-given abilities. There is nothing more important than allowing ourselves, with all the commitment in the deepest recesses of our hearts, to reach the very essence of eloquence. After all, life is a continuous quest for perfection. By doing this, we can either achieve the pinnacle of success or at least advance on that path. It is to an individual's betterment, whether or not he dreams of becoming a good speaker, to improve his skills to the highest level he is capable of. Surely, there is no other gift in the world which will gain for him notable distinction, friendship, and eternal fame than eloquence. Here is a summary of each chapter of this handbook. Go through the text so you can have an idea of which is the most important in your development. In the first chapter, we shall touch lightly on the background of communication, including its classification into verbal and nonverbal forms. The advantages and disadvantages of spoken communication will also be discussed. You may be wondering what this has got to do with making impressive speeches for public consumption. Well, the act of giving speeches falls under public speaking, a form of verbal communication. So before you can buckle down to work, you have to first know and comprehensively understand certain principles on this topic to realize what it takes to get your message across to the audience. Chapter 2 tackles various motivational speech concepts and ideas. It includes a long list of criteria to give a powerful boost to your message. It also gives fun and unusual ways to come up with motivational ideas. They are not only meant to squeeze your creative juices, they are also written to help you think out of the box and veer away from the norm, which has become a boring template. In Chapter 3, the essentials of how to give your speech that extra oomph will be tackled. Important points to remember, like knowing the target demographics, the main purpose of one's speech, and using a sense of humor appropriately, are discussed. the construction of the basic parts of a speech from the introduction, body, and conclusion are also carefully and thoroughly explained. Pointers on how to make the speech come alive are also included. Chapter 4 delves into effective public speaking skills. It teaches you how to keep things simple, how to give accurate information and anecdotes about various situations, tips for behaving normally, and managing your appearance and voice. Chapter 5 talks about creating speeches tailor-made for special occasions. There are tips for wedding speeches by fathers of the bride and groom, the best man, and the maid of honor. This will guide you to include the essential points necessary to have a resounding impact on the couple and their wedding guests. There are also techniques on how to make a smashing graduation speech, a eulogy, a birthday speech, and for a guest who is called on to toast a couple on their anniversary. In the 6th chapter, how to use proper body language to your advantage is the main concept. It discusses the importance of proper posture, eye contact, smiling, and hand gestures. Lastly, Chapter 7 bids you its final message before letting you begin working on your impressive speech. With these important points out of the way, let's get down to business.